Whatever fears that you are facing, whatever circumstances you find yourself encountering, realize that by the courage to face these fears, you are adding to the courage of all of humanity. You're adding to the courage of your family, of your loved ones, of your children, to face their fears. They may be different, but the courage that you bring about, that you bring and gather and marshal within yourself to face the demons, the dragons, the fears, the separation, to become more light, to become more whole, more one. This is adding to all of humanity's ability to do the same thing. You are on the cutting edge of becoming light, and it is your courage to face the darkness that is going to allow those behind you that do not even know they are living in darkness to be able to face it with more courage once they do realize that they have been living in darkness, that they have been living in disempowerment. Your actions will be there to help them. Your courage will have been collected by the collective of humanity and will help those who begin the path wherever they are at. The one step that you have taken to go into the light will assist them to take one step outside of darkness. Your actions are the actions of humanity. All of humanity lives within you, even as you live within humanity. And each of you are the minds and hearts of humanity. Your singular mind, your singular heart, your singular body is the collective. So, do not think that you are not important. Do not think you have to be a leader to make a difference. For each action, each intention, each step that you take to empower yourself, you are empowering the world. You are empowering humanity. And each gift that you are open to receive, each gift that is given to you by the divine is given to all of humanity, is made available through your accepting it, through your courage and openness to be receptive. The gift is then given to everyone through your mind, through your heart, through your body. We say mind because there is a mind that is not conditioned, but it is not in use at this time. It will not be in use until it becomes entrained with the heart. Once the heart becomes the primary in your life, the mind falls into place and does not corrupt, but rather does the bidding of love. Thank you.